To just read to you a few things from the Holy Scripture, in the midst of it, we will sing a nice song about Lord Nityananda. So, when Lord Chaitanya started to spread the Sankirtan movement, he made Nityananda and Haridas his first preachers. He said that they should travel around and give three instructions to the people. Chant the holy name, worship Krishna, and tell others about Krishna. Hare Krishna, you could make it a little louder, please? He instructed his preachers to tell the people Krishna is your father, your mother, and your very life. The ancient Indian tradition is that monks will go from door to door and usually they beg for some alms, something which people give them, either in kind, that is grains and so on, or Lakshmi. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Haridas, the first preachers of Lord Chaitanya's movement, went from door to door. They requested a different alms. They didn't want grains and not Lakshmi. They wanted that the people chant, worship Krishna, and preach Krishna consciousness. Imagine the scene in medieval Bengal. The household, the couple is busy engaged in some household work. All of a sudden, they hear a loving chant, ecstatic chanting, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. They understand, well, there are some monks at the door with a scope. And they come to the door and they see a tall figure dressed in a blue dhoti with a white complexion like a mountain of crystal. This tall figure has huge eyes which go up to the ear, which are constantly drenched by a flood of tears as he chants, Gaura, 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 Gaura. Then, as an amazed Grihastha couple looks, this tall figure begins to jump in ecstasy, and as he lands on the earth shakes. And as the unsuspecting Grihastha couple looks on this tall figure, they feel some wonderful love and ecstasy entering their heart, so that they also start to chant and dance. And they say, what can we do for you? You are a very special mendicant. And then Lord Nityananda said, chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, tell others about Krishna. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your wealth. And Krishna is your very life. On the spot, the two Grihastha couples, who were normal people, are transformed by the influence of Nitai into great devotees of Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda is very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Once, Murari Gupta came to a place where Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were sitting, and he was offering Lord Chaitanya his most humble obeisances. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya says, no, you must first offer your obeisances to my older brother Nitai, because he is very, very dear to me. He is my older brother, and he must be worshipped first. Gupta went with this instruction home, and when he fell asleep, he had a most amazing dream. In the dream, the two lords appeared before the eyes of his mind, and he could see that there was Lord Nityananda walking and chanting, and behind him, Lord Chaitanya came with a chamara, offering Lord Nityananda fresh cooling breezes from the chamara. And then, as this was going on, Lord Nityananda turned into Balarag, and Murari Gupta could actually see that it was true. Lord Nityananda was the older brother of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So next time, when he saw Lord Nityananda together with Chaitanya, he first offered his obeisances to Lord Nityananda and then to Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him with a knowing smile. "Acha, have you seen something special, Murari Gupta?" Murari Gupta said, "My dear Lord, you have made it clear that Nityananda is your older brother." Still, the two have a relationship like brother gods. There is a very interesting period here from Madhya Lila, which I want to read to you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to visit the holy shrines or holy places of pilgrimage in South India. Now his devotees will not let him go. So he needs to find a reason which the devotees accept. He tells them, "I want to go to South India to find my brother Vishwarup, who has left my parents when I was still very young, and I heard he has taken sannyas and is in South India. I want to go and find him." But here's where our text starts, which tells us something about the relationship of Gaurisaya. Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces. Sullen faces means sad faces. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "How is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? Let one or two of us go with you, otherwise you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. Indeed, I personally can go with you. I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me and I shall go with you." Why does Nityananda Prabhu know all the paths to the holy places in South India? Rogerio. He had done a pilgrimage before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in all the holy places. I think you remember this from this morning's class. So he said, "I will go with you." Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like, and he said, the Lord replied, "I'm simply a dancer and you are the vaya. However you pull the vayas to make me dance, I shall dance in that way. But after accepting the sannyas order, I decided to go to Vrindavan, but you took me instead to the house of Advaita Prabhu." Do you remember the incident, Dear Chandra? Do you remember, Shashita? When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he immediately said, "I will go to Vrindavan," and he started. This is actually the meaning of taking sannyas, to go back home, back to Godhead. Yes. So, then Nityananda thought, this is too much. When Advaita Acharya had heard that the Lord had taken sannyas, he said, "I will go to personally drown myself in the Ganga." And then the people of Navadvip said, "No! Don't go alone! We will go with you and also drown ourselves ourselves in the Ganga. We can't tolerate the separation from Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So Nityananda knew about this mood of the Nandapati Vasis, that they considered the absence of the Lord Chaitanya more painful than even the absence of dear life itself. So he thought it's too much of work. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes so far to, as to Vrindavan, I will take him personally to Advaitacharya's house in Shantipur so that all the, his devotees from Navadvipa can see him one more time. Then he arranged an uplifted manoeuvre, how do you say it, a diversion plan. When Lord Chaitanya was in the ecstasy of love of Krishna, he could not really recognize his father. It is described when he took sannyas, he danced so much in ecstasy, and his guru, Keshava Bharati, saw his disciple dancing and chanting Hare Krishna. He also forgot all his previous spiritual upbringing of the Mayavad school and started to dance with him. Both guru and disciple danced, and Keshava Bharati, who is a very solemn gentleman, lost his cloth from all the dancing. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I will go to Vrindavan. Keshava Bharati said, I will also go to Vrindavan. And then they followed. Lord Chaitanya started to dance in the direction of Vrindavan. He was totally out of the external consciousness, in other words. And Lord Nityananda, he thought, I must make a plan to bring him to Shantipur. This is what he did. He traveled ahead. He said, listen, when some sannyasi comes, who's drunken with the love of God, and asks you, where is Vrindavan? You show him to Shantipur. Okay, you take this sandesh and you do this. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, yes, he found he asked, where is Vrindavan? Vrindavan! And the boy said, there, this direction. And they pointed him to Shantipur. So here, Lord Chaitanya remembered this. Yes, I will go to South India, and yes, I'm the puppet in your hands, Nityananda, and all of your devotees. But when I decided to go to Vrindavan, you took me instead to the house of Advaita Prabhu. In other words, who will guarantee that I will get to South India when I'm with you? And then he says to Lord Nityananda something else that she remembers. Shishikata will also remember this. While on the way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas staff. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities. The reason why I mentioned Shishikata is because this year both of us had the fortune to stay at a place where Lord Nityananda broke the sannyas staff. It's called Dandabhanga Nadi. It's at the river in Orissa. Lord Chaitanya had visited the temple of Kapoteshwara, that's the Shiva's temple, and had given his sannyas danda to Lord Nityananda. So when Nityananda took the custody of the sannyas danda, he thought in his own way, why should my Lord, whom I carry in my heart, carry a bamboo stick on his shoulder? This is highly uncomfortable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not dependent on the external rules and regulations of the sannyas order. He is the Lord and Master and the goal of the sadhana. And so he broke the sannyas danda in three sticks and threw it into a Guruna. The way the devotees tell this leela is that at that time the danda floated upwards the river and came to rest at the ashram of Bhrigu Muni, which is in Dandakaranya, the forest of the Danda, where Lord Ramachandra stayed. We visited this ashram of Bhrigu Muni, enchanted our lungs there, and we were reminded of the sarsan, the danda, which Lord Nityananda broke into three pieces, floated up the river, and came to this ashram, which was visited by Lord Ramachandra when he was in exile and stayed in the Dandakaranya forest, which is identical with this forest. So many leelas took place. So many reasons were there for Lord Nityananda to break the sannyas stuff. It is described as a very esoteric leela, and I will not try to enter into it too deeply while you are all digesting your meal. It is a very, very deep leela, and at some, maybe during one of our meetings I can show you some slides of this place and explain more. For now I will just tell you the reaction which Lord Chaitanya had when he saw, when he came back from the Shiva temple to take his danda and continue to travel. He asked Nithai, "Where's my danda, please?" Nityananda said, "I don't know." "Nithai, the danda is my only possession. What happened with the danda when I gave it to you to keep it for me?" Oh, I remember. "You were in total ecstasy, you danced and you fell on me as I was holding the danda, and the danda was breaking from your weight into three pieces." That's it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Externally, was very displeased. Internally, he was very pleased. A multi-level reaction is not going to happen. He said, "If you can't even keep my danda, Nithai, you have already broken your danda one day before your Vyasa Puja. You were in the night roaring in ecstasy, breaking your own danda and throwing it away. I know you. You go alone to Jagannathpuri, or let me go alone. You go ahead and I will follow, or I go ahead and you will follow." Lord Chaitanya wanted to be alone when he saw for the first time the Puri temple. And then they decided, sorry, we will go behind you. You go alone in front. So then Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannathpuri from Danda Banganadi without the danda, and there something happened. He saw on the top of the Puri temple a boy which smiled to him with a bewitching smile. His body was like a blue sapphire and emanated light everywhere. Ooh, he was so ecstatic. Lord Chaitanya was so ecstatic that he called it, "My beautiful Shyam! Oh Krishna!" He started to run to the Puri temple, fast like the wind. And he entered the Puri temple and then saw Lord Jagannath. And as he looked at Jagannath, he saw how that Jagannath was no longer in this form, but in the form of the boy who had called him from the top of the temple. It was Shyama Sundar, Hare Krishna. He ran like the wind to embrace his Krishna, "My Krishna!" But before he could reach him, he fortunately fainted. If he would have touched the body of the deity, the ecstasy of the Lord would not have any chance to hold him. So Lord Chaitanya now remembers this, and he said, "While on the way to Jagannath Puri, Unitai broke my sannyasa. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities." And then he talks about the other devotees who do not wish him to lie on the ground, but who want him to be in a bed, who become, he says, "Being a sannyasi, it is my duty to lie down on the ground and take a bath three times a day, even during the winter, but Mukunda becomes very unhappy when he sees my severe austerities." "Of course, Mukunda does not say anything, but I know that he is very unhappy within, and upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy."
Although I'm in the renounced order of life, and Damodar is a brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me. So then he goes to all his dear associates, externally saying, they are always pushing me in so many ways. So how can I go with them to South India? Krishna Das Kaviraja Swami says that this is an external manifestation. Actually, Lord Chaitanya is very controlled by the good quality of all his devotees. On the pretense of attributing faults, he tastes all these qualities. So I just wanted to make the point that Nityananda has a very, very unusual relationship, the relationship of an older brother, and in this relationship he tastes very beautiful leelas with Lord Chaitanya, a loving exchange. So I want to now request Gadadhara to sing with all of us one of his strong songs, called Anitai.
Lalia Gita, the song of the broker, there is a refrain of this song called Kodanitai. Many of them, when they hear this from the tape, they think it's called Kodanitai. No, it's Kodanitai. Kodanitai means like the dealer, somebody who is, or like a chief dealer in the market. And it's a description of an opening of a market place in Navadvip, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. He says that just as a marketplace of the holy name has been opened, and that Lord Nityananda himself is a proprietor. This means like Kodanika. He's owning this marketplace, and it is a very blissful marketplace. It's like wholesale, not just small sales which are going on, but wholesale. This means everyone can go there and take a lot of this products which are sold there, and give it to others, sell it to others. The holy name is taken from this marketplace and distributed all over the world. And in the third line, Jata Bhakta Vrindavasi, Adhikari Vekinana Bhakti Bharatanti. Adhikari means qualification. We always say that Lord Nityananda is not looking for qualification, he's just giving, but he has said that Lord Nityananda is very eager to, Lord Nityananda is very happy that he sees the eagerness of the devotees to get to purchase the holy name, but first he's examining their qualification, and then he's selling the name, because according to the qualification he sticks in the price. So everyone, the more qualified one is, the more high is the price. But for someone who is very unqualified, the price will be very low. So, but there's always a price, but Lord Nityananda is bargaining. Bargaining? Yes, he's bargaining with those who are eager to purchase, how high the price actually is. So that everyone, doesn't matter how qualified he will get, if he's just eager, and the Lord Nityananda will fix the price. So that's a lot. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh my dear friends, when you really want to get this holy name, just come along with me, because right now I'm going to meet with this Nityananda Mahaprabhu. This is a good a good opportunity, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is just right now going there to meet with this Mahaprabhu. So let me all finally be able to get our desire, that we will get the pure holy name. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he doesn't do it completely, of course he does it selflessly, but he says, I will also be benefited if you come, because I will get my commission. Normally if you bring someone to a shop and say, please buy here, you will get a commission. Like in India, the rickshaw drivers will bring you to some shop and you buy that, so they will get a commission. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, I will get a commission so that all three of us, the salesman of Nityananda, you, who will come with me, and I will get the commission. Which means that if we give this holy name to someone else, or bring someone to this marketplace, we also get some commission. It's for the preachers.
anomalous.
Yes, Guru Dvaya Nityananda means Lakshmi Nityananda is extraordinary, merciful, Radha Mata Lord in Paramananda. Accepting only one's faith in the Holy Name, he bestows the topmost divine bliss. This is so. Oh yeah, then this Shastri quote about the Tiya comes, Ike Bhagavati Shakshidhar, Goda Bodhi Nita in Shakala Sambhai. When Nita sees that one has some tears in one's eyes, that one's chanting Goda, then he instantly gives his mercy or his support to this person. All divine opulences, all mercy is given to such a person who's chanting the name of Lord Gauranga with tears, with some deep feeling of love. And to this person he will give realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna as we find in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So then at the end, Bhaktivinoda Thakura tells us we should reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If your householder just remain at your home, Drihikaku, Banikaku, Nataki Janjara, or if you're renounced and just stay in the forest, it doesn't matter where you are, in whichever situation, nothing should trouble you. You should just chant this holy name, accept the mercy of Lord Nityananda. At the end, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, Nityai Sharana Vina Ara Nahi Ashram. Other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nityananda's unusual kirtans and how he empowered his devotees. Lord Nityananda actually, in the beginning of the manifest Leela, visited Lord Chaitanya, or came with Lord Chaitanya to Puri and stayed with him in Puri for several years. And at that time, during the Chaturmas period, this is a 4 month, starting from June, July, and going up to September, October, the devotees from Bengal used to visit Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and stay with him for 4 months. During this in Puri. During this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who usually would stay inside and be absorbed in his ecstasies, would come out of the Gambira and stay with his devotees and chant with them, perform Ratha Yatra with them, and also talk with them about Krishna Katha. So one year, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to send Nitai away from him. He met him in a garden in the Jagannath Balak garden, and he said, Nityananda, I wish that you do not stay with me any longer, but go to Bengal and liberate the fallen souls. Here our parents are maybe seeing that the children have developed new life and need to be taken care of at this stage in the service. So Lord Nityananda went with his associates to Bengal, and that is a story of its own. One associate, Gadadhar, would all of a sudden pick a water pot on his head and stand on the road and said, I'm a gopi, I have milk to sell. Who will buy milk from me? Another devotee, his name was Pundari, he would all of a sudden jump onto a palm tree. And then he would smile from the top of the palm trees and jump down again. And he would say, I'm Angada, the monkey general who fought in Ramachandra's war. In this way, all the associates of Lord Nityananda would remember their previous incarnations, their previous beings, and they would try to go to Bengal, but it was not possible because there was too much ecstasy on the way. Finally, they came to the house of Raghava Pandit, and there, this wonderful pastimes which you all are about to hear are taking place. Accompanied by his companions, Lord Nityananda first went to Raghava Pandit's home. Raghava Pandit, Sri Makarat Vaja, and their families became filled with bliss. In this way, Lord Nityananda and his associates stayed at Panihati Gram. Now please know what Lord Nityananda did during his visits in Panihati. Lord Nityananda always roared with bliss. He knew nothing but the ecstasies in his body. In his heart he desired to dance. Suddenly all the singers came around him. Saintly Madhava Ghosh, who was very devoted to singing and kirtan, came. In the whole earth, there was no kirtan singer like him. Like also here in our Krishna Conscious Association, we have some nice kirtan singers. Today, Veera Chandra was singing an aarti, and we all thought, here is one kirtan singer, now Gadadhar sing, then our Deva Deva sing. So there are some favorite kirtan singers also in our association. During Lord Chaitanya's times, there were the Ghosh brothers. Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, and Vinna Ghosh. some other Ghosh brother, they were very devoted to singing in kirtan. Mm. His songs about Vrindavan were very dear to Lord Nityananda. Oh, here they are. The three brothers, Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, right, and Vasudev Ghosh, sang while Lord Nityananda danced. As the powerful Avadhuta danced, the earth trembled with the weight of his steps. Hurry, hurry! He roared again and again. Seeing him violently fall to the ground, everyone became filled with wonder. Whoever attained Lord Nityananda's glance would dance and dance, overcome with ecstatic love. That person would fall to the ground. This is how Lord Nityananda distributed love of Krishna. He had these love-laden eyes, and he glanced at someone, and just by the potency of the glance, the people became impregnated with love of Krishna. Mm-mm. It is once described that Lord Nityananda went by a village where a simple man was picking coconuts in the top of the tree. So Lord Nityananda was dancing and laughing and glancing. He looked at the person on the top of the tree, and when the person felt the glance of the Lord upon his person, he became filled with ecstasy and fell from the tree. But he didn't break even one little bone, not even a bruise. In this way, Lord Nityananda, who is filled with the nectar of ecstatic love, began his auspicious work of delivering the entire world. Manifesting limitless symptoms of ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda danced. So, after he had danced enough, he did something which only Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya do. After some time, Lord Nityananda sat on the deity throne on the altar and ordered everyone to perform an abhishek. He just sat down on the altar, let's have an abhishek now. And Raghava Pandit, as his companions, now asked his companions at once to perform an abhishek. They brought thousands and thousands of jars of Ganga water and scented them all with various fragrances. This is now what we also did this morning. We brought not only Ganga water, we brought waters from the ocean, and for sure milk and honey and cow dung and everything. As in the four directions, they chanted, hurry, hurry, everyone happily poured this water over Lord Nityananda's head. Everyone sang songs and mantras right on Abhishek. Everyone was overcome with bliss, the hairs on the body standing erect. Do you now understand why this abhishek is so important? It is following the tradition. And the ecstasy which is available to those who perform the abhishek is described here. And when the abhishek was completed, the devotees dressed Lord Nityananda with new clothes and anointed his lips with sandal paste. With many splendid garlands of forest flowers and tulsi, they covered his broad chest. Then they made him sit on a golden throne. As Lord Nityananda sat on the throne, Raghava Pandit held a parasol with an umbrella over his head. The devotees made great sounds of Jai! Jai! Joyful instrumental music rose in the four directions. Save us! Save us! Save us! Save us! Everyone chanted with their arms raised. Save us! Save us! No one was in external consciousness. Everyone was filled with bliss. Filled with the bliss of accepting this true identity, Lord Nityananda showered glances of ecstatic love in the four directions. Then Lord Nityananda ordered Raghava Pandit, bring me a garland of kadamba flowers. I am a cowherd. I like kadamba flowers from Vrindavan. Raghava Pandit said, my lord, I'm very sorry, but this is not the season for kadamba flowers, nor are we in Vrindavan right now. Then Lord Nityananda laughed like a little child and said, you see, you see. And Raghava Pandit went outside in his garden, there was a lemon tree, where the lemons were growing. Then he approached the lemon tree. He saw how the lemon tree was overgrown with a lush variety of kadamba flowers. He was not amazed, because by the potency of Lord Nityananda, such things are possible. Even dry-hearted men and women can become ecstatic devotees. So is it very difficult for Lord Nityananda to make a lime tree grow kadamba flowers? No. So Lord, Raghava Pandit strung a garland of kadamba flowers. Gazing at these wonders, all the Vaishnavas were agitated with bliss by the sweet fragrance of that kadamba garland. After some moments, another great wonder came. Second wonder. Everyone smelled the fragrance of wonderful Dhammanaka flowers. What are Dhammanaka flowers? It's a special type of flower which has a very sweet and intoxicating aroma. And in Puri, Lord Chaitanya would wear such a garland, which also had, the color of this garland was yellow. But only in Orissa, these flowers would grow. Not in Bengal, where this pastime takes place. The fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers charmed everyone's heart. That fragrance filled the four directions of the house. Smiling, Lord Nityananda said, oh my brothers, what is that wonderful fragrance? Please tell me. Holding their hands, everyone said, these are Dhammanaka flowers, our Lord. Hearing everyone's words, Lord Nityananda mercifully told them a secret. The Lord said, everyone, please listen to the great secret I will now reveal to you. Hearing our kirtan, today Lord Chaitanya himself came here from Jagannath Puri. His every limb, fragrant like Dhammanaka garland, he came here and assumed the form of a tree. This splendid fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers that fills the four directions and delights everyone comes from his graceful limbs. To see your singing and dancing, Lord Chaitanya has personally come here from Jagannath Puri. Therefore, everyone, please forget all other duties. Forget even your own self and always chant Krishna. Krishna! May everyone's body be filled with the glories of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and the nectar of love for him. It is stated by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that Lord Chaitanya will personally appear at four places. One is the house of Raghavendra Pandit, another is the house of Sachi Mata, the third place is the house of Krivas Pandit, where the Lord, when the devotees come together and do kirtan, and the fourth place is wherever Lord Nityananda is and chants Kirtan. These are the four places where Lord Chaitanya will personally appear, and he had done so, because of this, he had filled the atmosphere with the smell of the Dhammanapa flowers. Now it will come. Then Lord Nityananda, after having explained this, looked around into the four directions, and everyone fell down on the ground in ecstatic love of Godhead. Haribol. Now, at this stage, the author Vrindavan Das Thakur gets also ecstatic. He now comes out of the book to all of us. Listen, listen, oh my brothers, to Lord Nityananda's power, the power with which, to the whole world, he gave pure devotional service. Because of Lord Nityananda, the whole world attained the pure devotion, the gopis felt, the devotion described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Nityananda sat on the deity's throne, as his companions danced. Now listen to what happened to his companions. Someone climbing out on the fragrant branches of the tree still did not fall. In other words, someone started to get on the tree and dance on the branches of the tree. Kalakanta, can you do this? Dance on the branches of a tree? I think if Lord Nityananda gives the potency, then it is possible. Or Gaura Shiromani, can you dance on the fragile branches of the tree with your heavy German body? It is possible. Not possible. It is the gravitation force is too much. But they did not fall. They became so ecstatic that they had to do something with the ecstasy, and they started to embrace the trees. And one person took a big mammoth tree and started to rip it out on the ground, bent with the tree. Some were so ecstatic that they took three trees. This is described here. And someone uprooted trees and threw them about. Some are running among the betel-nut trees. Someone uprooted five or seven at once. The great power of ecstatic love had entered their bodies. That is why the devotees had the power to uproot trees. By Lord Nityananda's powers of divine love, all the symptoms of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, symptoms described in Srimad Bhagavatam, symptoms beginning with tears, trembling, being stunned, perspiration, standing up of the body's voice, of the body's hair, thundering, speaking with a choked voice, turning pale, roaring like a lion, and fainting in bliss, were fully manifested in the devotees' bodies. So, it is described that the next morning, Lord Nityananda even went on a harinam through the town, and he looked at the children, and the children were so much infused by this divine Krishna Shakti, or Nitai Shakti, that they did not sleep for 3 months. They did not eat for 3 months. And not even 100 men could hold the children and say, come, go to school, do your regular activity. They would just start dancing away, and the 100 men were pulled by the drag behind. So, yes. And then listen to how Lord Nityananda looked. One day in his heart, Lord Nityananda desired many ornaments. Simply by his desire, many ornaments at once were placed before him. Placing before Lord Nityananda many beautiful ornaments of gold, I think some of you like gold, huh? Silver, emeralds, many different kinds of priceless jewels and coral, and also many kinds of silk cloth and pearl necklaces came. You know, this is unusual for a monk. Imagine a Trishikata who had all these jewels and emeralds. You look at a Trishikata, do you wish, do you plan to change your ashram? We would ask this, and we would also ask, where did you get these from? The Lord Nityananda just desired them in the cave. How many ornaments were there? How gloriously and beautifully were they designed? Whatever ornaments the Lord desired, they're given to him. To his heart's desire, Lord Nityananda decorated his arms and wrists with golden armlets and bracelets. He placed rings of gold and jewels on his 10 fingers. On his neck he placed many different beautiful glistening necklaces of jewels, pearls, coral and other things. To please Lord Shiva, he placed on his neck 2 golden and silver necklaces with Rudraksha and Vidalaksha. On his ears, he placed very beautiful earrings of gold and pearls. On his lotus feet, he placed silver anklets. And above them, he placed a mala ornament that charmed the birds. Then, listen what he wears of cloth. He wore different kinds of white, yellow and blue silk cloth. White, yellow and blue. In this way, he was decorated with wonderful grace. Then different garlands. Then he made pictures on his body and designs with fragrant sandal pads and some yellow substance called Gorachand. Not Gorachama. It's taken from the hoof of a cow. His graceful head was decorated with a turban of various colors. Above the turban was a splendid and graceful garland of different colorful flowers. And his face looked like, you know, defeated millions of moons. Smiling, he always chanted the names of Hari. In whatever direction Lord Nityananda's 2 lotus eyes glanced, a great shower of ecstatic spiritual love fell on everyone. In 2 directions, the Lord held 2 iron rods, glistening like silver and inlaid with gold. He had these big rods. The Lord always held those 2 iron rods as if they were his mace and plow. The Lord's associates decorated themselves with armlets, bracelets, mala ornaments, anklets, necklaces, horn bugles, flutes, sticks, rope and gunja necklaces. These devotees were all Amsa and Kala incarnations of Cowherd boys. So this is Lord Nityananda. He was very personal to his devotees. It is described that he would simply walk on the bank of the Ganga and visit each single house of the devotees. Can you imagine this? Wonderful dresses and 2 iron rods made with gold and so on. He would come, he would sit, he would accept the prasad of the devotees, and he would simply glance at them with his love-laden eyes and empower everyone. In this way, he also visited the house of one Gadadhar Das. One day, to please him, Lord Nityananda went to Gadadhar Das's home. Thinking himself a gopi, Gadadhar Das was filled with bliss. Placing a pot of Ganga water on his head again and again, he called out, "Who will buy cow's milk?" In the temple at his home was a very handsome deity of Lord Krishna, a Sri Bal Gopal. Seeing the charming deity of Bal Gopal with great joy and love,
Lord Nityananda embraced the deity to his chest with his heart full of endless love. Lord Nityananda looked at Bhagavad and enjoyed pastimes. Then Madhava Ghosh sang about Lord Krishna's Dankeli pastimes. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda, the lion of Avadhuta, was very pleased. And this way, Lord Chaitanya danced, and this describes, when he danced in this ecstasy, no one has the power to describe his dancing. It is not possible. So this is how it goes, on and on and on, one pastime after the other came to take place, and the devotees were empowered by this. We hear, and this will, I will not talk now, how this Gadadhara Das later came to this terrible Kalsi in the midst of the night. This Kalsi had persecuted the Vaishnavas and had killed many of them. But Gadadhara just woke him up from the sleep and said, "Kalsi, everyone, chants now the names of Krishna, except you. You are such a fool. And the whole world is drowning in Krishna consciousness, and you are a Kalsi, what a fool. Chant the names of Govitai." And Kalsi's men are there with the spears, just waiting for a signal. But the Kalsi was simply overwhelmed by that devotee of Nityananda who carried the potency of Lord Nityananda. And he said, "Is it very late, Gadadhara Das? It's very late. Tomorrow I will chant the names of Gauritaya." And Gadadhara threw his arms up. "You have started to chant now. You have said Gauritaya. Tomorrow, Gauritaya. But you have said Gauritaya. Now continue." And then he left. I very much like this particular period of the Anjalila. It is chapter something. It's in the very end. Because this is very, very important for all of us. Also, we want to be empowered. We do not want to be people who suffer from the heart death syndrome. The materialistic people suffer from this half-dead symptom. Many Hare Krishna people suffer from this as well. Half-dead is that the body goes on and the mind goes on, but the soul is practically not active. The devotional service is not manifested. This is called half-dead. Hare Krishna. See, today we have spoken to one devotee. When your body is, when there is no life force in the body will lie down on the floor and immediately attract worms and insects and little flies to come and eat and who are on the eyes and on the mouth and go into the nose, and also from inside worms will come, and after some time. So the mind also needs a soul. The soul of the mind is to remember Krishna. If a devotee does not regularly remember Krishna, his very mind will attract the flies of lust and greed and anger and anxiety. So much anxiety, so much worries. Some people have a swarm of insects around their heads. Can you hear them? These are the endless thoughts, which are there, which are attracted to a mind which is not remembering Krishna and which is not remembering Nityananda. In Krishna consciousness, we need to become conscious of Krishna. So simple. But so deep. Otherwise,
our lives will attract all these unfortunate influences, and we will not be able to live a happy, fulfilled life in devotional service. I think as we go slowly and hesitantly, and maybe even a little stiff still, into this festival, we can all try to get fully alive again. That means that our mind, the center of our life, is filled with positive Krishna conscious thought. This is what a festival like this, Nityananda's appearance day, is meant to achieve, that we as devotees can think about Krishna and in this way become fully alive. Today I was talking with a devotee who told me, I have my child, I have my stereo, I have my apartment and my car, but at the end of the day, I am not satisfied, I do not know. Then the devotee said, actually, I start to get the idea in this festival. I don't think of Krishna. My mind is like a normal person involved in so many plans and so So please, my dear devotees, let us learn from this beautiful pastimes of Lord Nityananda, where his devotees became fully alive. Even children became like roaring lions, so much empowered, so much blissful, because they had Krishna in their mind and in their lives. Lord Nityananda is so merciful. I want to end here. Oh, it's 8:30. This was not planned. It was supposed to start at 6 o'clock. It did not start at 6 o'clock. let us see if there are some questions about Lord Nityananda and his pastimes. It's something which you always wish to ask. And if not, we will end here. Lord Nityananda belonged to some particular ashram. He was, yes, he was a sannyasi. Then one day he came to Puri and he sat with Lord Chaitanya in a garden. Lord Chaitanya said, Nitai, I wish that you go to Bengal and marry. Very unusual. A sannyasi to marry. This is very unusual and very unheard. This is something new. And Lord Nityananda looked at Chaitanya. Then he, like a helpless devotee, Chaitanya said, my Lord, you made me like this. Now you want me to become like this. I will do. Then he went to Bengal and later came to the house of one Suryadas Pandit, who had two very qualified daughters, Janavi and Vasudha. Lord Nityananda danced in the village and gave love of God, and then one of his servants, Udarandat, he came one day to Suryadas and said, I have a marriage proposal. Lord Nityananda, the Avaduta, wants to marry Jana. What? I have to consult with my family. So Suryadas went and they had a family discussion. They were from a very, very high class Brahmin background. But Lord Nityananda, who behaved so unusual, you have to know, he was sometimes dancing on his cloth there, but distributed to the wind. He would sometimes do something which no Brahminical person would do. He would jump on a bull and ride on the bull, saying, I am Shiva.
He would be very unusual, and naturally the family was very hesitant to express it in polite terms, to give their very qualified daughter Janara to Lord Nityananda. Without knowing anything about this, Janara was sitting in the house and meditating very deeply. And while she was meditating, this wonderful, most beautiful of avadutas would appear in her mind. And in her mind, she decided, I will only marry this person. And from that day on, she felt great separation from Lord Nityananda. You must know, Janavama is the eternal associate of Lord Balaram. She would be, or don't think so. Revati, she's Revati. She was only thinking about this personality who's identical with her eternal husband, Lord Balaram. And while she felt separation, she lost her consciousness. And she fell in a swoon. And that all the family members who had discussed earlier about this marriage proposal, they came to know about it and came around Janara. And at that time, Janara was not breathing any longer. Everyone thought it was a mystical case of epilepsy which had taken the life force from Janara. And they covered her with a white cloth which is done just before dead people are put on a stretcher and brought to the cremation ground. At that time, Lord Nityananda, smiling like a child, came into the veranda and sat on the veranda, I don't know the massive construction of this house, but there was a veranda. Into the veranda. And sat on the veranda. Then it was clear, the marriage is made. So then Janava, how long did Lord Nityananda stay after Lord Chaitanya had left? I am Jiva Goswami, the Navadvip. He became very personality, distributing love of Krishna. Sometimes he was hit for days. In ecstatic trip. So are we to make of such statements that which are in the scripture? I also heard once that they spread love of Godhead and the whole universe was speaking about some of his disciples and said they had contact with Lord Chaitanya. That's also another statement. It is predicted that the golden age will come over the world where the mercy of Lakata Kanai Kutiya. Yes. What? Kuntia is his name. We visited his deities and we have pictures of his deities. This dear associate has written a book where he has viewed love of Godhead. Who was asking this? Not so much. Why is it at the bathing ghat of my Guranga there is a ship? This boat is the boat of Harina. And the devotees who have the Ashina, the devotees are there, and Gauranga is on the boat. And he says, brother, will you go, Marayanti? Will you go, Nishimakriya? Or do you want to stay on the side? Who will go, brother? This is the name of the song. Who will go, brother? There is a boat. It's a question we have to ask ourselves. Who will go amongst us? What?
will now see how we will end the evening. If it's on the plan is a short arati.